are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by VistaCare, the Peer VA Clinic, and May Adam. And joining me this morning is J.D. Lowing. Good morning, J.D.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here this morning. It is a little chilly, but not like it has been. So,
no, definitely not. It's a lot nicer this morning.
A little bit of a heat wave.
Yep.
Well, you are part of the Lowing Ranch. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Quite a bit of history there.
Yeah, Lowing Ranch. Lowing Ranch was awarded this last year. You know, we're 100 years old. It's a century ranch. So went over to the state fair, got our award for that, celebrated. This year, we've also been honored to be producer of the year by the South Dakota Quarter Horse Association. Lowing Ranch is also lifetime members of the AQHA, and we're members of the AQHA Ranching Heritage Breeders. 2022 will be our 40th year of raising registered quarter horses.
Wow.
And horses have been part of the ranch for over 100 years.
And you are, what generation are you on the ranch?
I'm the fourth. My dad's the third. We ranch together and raise cattle and horses. And so third and fourth, and 100 years of the ranch being in the same family.
That is quite a really cool history. And you're up north in Blount a little bit.
That's correct. We're Blount, South Dakota.
Very nice. And there's a really cool event going on this weekend that we want to let people know about. Kicks off on Friday night and it goes through the weekend.
That's right. It's the South Dakota Quarter Horse Association. It's the annual Celebrating Legacies. There's a social and banquet on January 7th, 8th, and 9th. Of 2022. Like I said, Lowing Ranch will be honored as producer of the year by the South Dakota Quarter Horse Association. And we're very honored to and humbled to be recognized by the South Dakota Quarter Horse Association. Friday, January 7th at 7 p.m. is a social gathering at the Casey Tibbs Rodeo Center in Fort Pierre. They'll have hors d'oeuvres and honorees will be introduced with opportunities to speak and visit. And on Saturday, January 8th, is the Legacy Banquet at the Ram Coda Hotel in Pierre. The doors will open at 5, meals served at 6, awards to follow. Tickets are required and purchased in advance or at the door. Sunday morning, January 8th, they have a cowboy church at the Ram Coda in Pierre at 9:30 a.m. It's open to anybody. And so we're kind of excited. We're looking forward to it. It's a huge honor. 2021 has been a wonderful year for Lowing Ranch.
Well, congratulations on being picked as producer of the year. That's a great honor.
Thank you.
It just seems like this is going to be a great weekend for horse people from around central South Dakota, and there's a lot going on.
There is, and we're really, really looking forward to it. There's a lot of other people that will be there, that they're getting honored for also. We're just part of it, but to us it's a huge honor, and we're very thankful and very humble.
Absolutely, and we appreciate what you do for Central South Dakota. I mean, your family's been doing it for a long time, and it doesn't sound like that's going to end anytime soon.
No, we've been doing it a long time, and I tell people raising horses is something that I want to do when I'm 80, so I hope I have a lot of years left to do it, and we have quite a few horses and several stallions, and we're very notable stallions. There's some of those we've worked a long time trying to put them together, the bloodlines and stuff, and primarily we have the Blue Valentine, Hancock, and Driftwood lines with a little bit of an outcross here and there, and we use them for ranching, and we sell them all over the United States, and so they went to darn near every state in the country so far.
Well, how about that?
The last few years have been phenomenal. This year was great. You know, we offer anything from weanlings to broodmares to a young stallion prospect to very, very well broke geldings and stuff. A lot of times 2 to 4 years old. And they went all over the country also. Numerous states, and we're part of a sale that's down in Missouri, and we look forward to that every year, and we've met a lot of great people along the way over the last several years and even before that.
It's a great industry to be a part of. It is a lot of work, but it's it's a passion that once you get into your blood, it, like, you know, you said you want to do it into your 80s. It's hard to kick.
It is. It gets in your bloodstream, just like you said, Dave. I mean, it gets in your bloodstream and it doesn't go away. And it's something that it's a lot of fun. It can be a lot of work, but it's fun. It's really neat to do it, you know, to raise the registered quarter horses, to see what you do with your program. And, you know, it takes years and years to build it and to make the right breeding choices and, you know, to promote them and all of that stuff. And, South Dakota Quarter Horse Association and AQHA itself has really stepped up, and they're doing a lot for a lot of the people across the country that are raising quarter horses.
Yeah, they're great organizations, and being part of the horse industry, you meet some, like you said, some fantastic people all around the country.
That's true, very true. We've been blessed to meet some great friends all different places throughout the country, some really great people, and then, you know, people even more local in our state and everything else. So it's been fun. We've had a lot of fun doing it, and we plan on doing it a long time still.
Sounds great. Well, thank you for stopping in this morning, JD. Again, congratulations to you and the ranch for this nice honor, and enjoy the weekend festivities.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And we will have a good time. Thanks.
Absolutely. If you want to find out more about Celebrating Legacies, you can head to our community calendar, drgnews.com, and on the DRG News app, and just look for the community calendar there, and more information on Celebrating Legacies is right there for you. This Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood was brought to you by VistaCare, the Peer VA Clinic, and May Adams.